Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton. Offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. Michigan lawmakers are pressing Canada for answers as wildfire smoke continues to affect air quality across the Great Lakes region. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jay DeBoyer of Clay Township has invited Canadian Ambassador Mark Wiseman to testify before the committee about Canada's wildfire prevention and forest management efforts. DeBoyer says recurring wildfire smoke has disrupted daily life, impacted public health, hurt tourism, and affected local economies across Michigan. The request follows another week of heavy smoke drifting south from hundreds of active wildfires in Canada. Smoke from fires in Ontario reduce air quality across the Upper Peninsula and northern Lower Michigan, with some residents reporting ash falling from the sky. The issue is also drawing attention in Washington. Four members of Michigan's congressional delegation recently sent a letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney calling for stronger action to address the conditions contributing to recurring wildfires. And Michigan is launching a first-of-its-kind crop insurance pilot designed to reward farmers who invest in healthier soils and long-term sustainability. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, or MDARD, has announced the Next Gen Crop Insurance Program, which offers supplemental insurance options for farmers using regenerative practices such as cover crops, diverse crop rotations, and reduced tillage. State agriculture officials say those practices can lower the risk of crop losses over time, but traditional crop insurance rates have not reflected those benefits. Under the pilot, eligible farmers may qualify for more flexible coverage, reduced insurance costs, and the opportunity to receive dividends after remaining enrolled for at least 4 years. Participants will continue to carry their existing federal crop insurance through their current insurance providers. The state awarded nearly $481,000 to help develop the program, which will initially focus on corn and soybean producers in Huron, Sanilac, Saginaw, and Tuscola counties, beginning with the 2027 crop year. Officials say data collected during the pilot will be used to evaluate whether soil health improvements should play a larger role in determining future crop insurance rates. If successful, organizers plan to expand the insurance model to additional crops and other states, creating what they hope will become a new approach to manage agricultural risk while encouraging conservation practices. When we come back from this McBoove's Laundromat sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
I'm here with Mark at McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton. Tell me a little bit about your business.
We're located on the corner of North Main and Brown Street in Elkton. Our self-serve site is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. We also offer drop-off service by appointment. Call 989-551-5192.
I typically can respond within 10 minutes of your phone call if you want to drop off.
Can your machines handle large items such as comforter sets or soft rugs?
Yes, we have specialized machines that can handle those large items. Don't risk damaging your household machines when you can bring it to us.
I thought the laundromat was open 24/7.
Well, it was, but to better serve our customers, we needed to designate hours. Unfortunately, we had some problems. We want our loyal patrons to have the best experience possible.
Wow, all these changes sound wonderful. It's been over a year since you guys took over. Do you like it?
We absolutely love it. Running a business is hard work. Unfortunately, we've had to deal with a few problems here and there, but overall, it's been amazing. I am so thankful for the community and the customers that support us daily.
That's McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton, offering wash-dry fold service for only $1.50 per pound and self-service side open every day from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Bay County program working to improve access to nutritious food is receiving a major financial boost. The Consumers Energy Foundation has awarded United Way of Bay County a $200,000 People Award grant to expand its Food Forward program, which helps families facing economic hardship purchase healthy groceries and improve food security. Foundation President Brandon Hoffmeister says access to nutritious food is essential to building healthier families and stronger communities, adding the partnership will connect more residents with resources that support long-term well-being. United Way of Bay County President and CEO Nicole Lushek says the funding will help provide healthy foods in ways that are accessible and respectful to reducing barriers for families, including many living below the ALICE income threshold. She says the program is designed to promote greater household stability and strengthen the community as a whole.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton. Offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound.